Hi, I'm Jacob. Are you ready? Let's go down Gilead Lane.
What if I caught this bug and it was poisonous?
Yeah, I think I ate a few of those when I was little.
Can you change a dual cam fuel injector pump?
I want something fun to do.
That can't be good.
Haley, stop fidgeting. You tried on every stitch of clothing in your closet. You look fine.
Thanks, Mom. But I'm just not sure if this top goes with my skates. No. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Maybe you should go bowling instead.
What's that supposed to mean?
I've seen you skate, that's all.
Now, I'm sure Haley will do fine, Michael. You did pack those elbow pads, right, Mary?
Oh, yes.
So maybe I fell a little bit last time.
You look like a flying monkey on wheels.
Michael?
Why are you in the car again?
Anna's parents are giving me a tour of the candy store.
Whoa, I wish I had homework assignments like that when I was a kid. We just did boring things like reading and writing.
No kidding, who wants to do that?
Yeah. Uh-oh. That can't be good.
Are we gonna break down right here in the road? What about my roller skating party? I have to be there. Everyone who's anyone is gonna be there.
Haley, calm down. Now, your father has everything under control.
Hmm? Dad? I think the car is smoking.
No, that's just steam, Mikey. I think the engine's overheating again. Come on, don't give out on me now. Just get us to the gas station. Or we could stop right here. So, who wants to go for a walk?
Now I'm never gonna make it to the party. I can't believe this is happening. I've had it with this car.
All right, now this doesn't make my day either, Haley, but it'll be okay.
Well, can we just hurry up and fix it? Jessica and Jennifer are going to wonder what happened to me.
They'll get over it.
You're so insensitive.
Haley, you can call the girls when you get home.
What's the point? By then, my social life will be over.
At least no one saw you skate.
Then the car just died right there in the middle of the street.
Don't worry. You didn't miss anything.
I thought it was going to be the biggest event of the year.
It was so boring, and the music they played was horrible.
I still wish I would have been there.
Okay, class, take out your science books, please. Our new chapter is all about insects. And to help in our study, each of you will be starting a bug collection. The instructions are right there on page 37.
You mean we actually have to look for bugs?
That's right, Haley. I want you to find as many different kinds of insects as you can. You need to display and label them, and we'll have a big exhibit of all of your collections.
How can you label a living bug?
Well, they won't be alive. You need to display dead insects.
You mean we have to kill them?
Haley.
Like, suffocate them or drown them?
Haley.
Or poke them through the heart?
The methods for killing the bugs are listed in your textbooks. The choice is up to you.
Isn't that like cruelty to animals or something?
No. And if there are any more questions about the extermination of the bugs, please see me after class.
But where are we supposed to find these things? How will I know what kind of bug it is? I mean, what if I caught this bug and it was poisonous, and it bit me and I got real sick?
We will be going over several of the different kinds of bugs that can be found in our ecosystem later. I don't think there are too many poisonous ones in Coleraine.
Thanks for picking me up from church, Dad.
Yeah.
Even though you came in that car.
Oh, now you're sounding like Haley. It was the only loner they had left in the lot, Brooke.
So, would you call it a brownish color? Or more of a puce?
At least it's getting us where we need to go, right? If our other car wasn't acting up, this wouldn't be such a problem. But, no, come on, we only have to tolerate it for a few more days.
So, how was youth group? Did you find out anything about the youth retreat?
Yeah, they're planning a winter ski trip.
Hmm. A winter trip? But it's not even November yet.
It might cost a little bit more this year. So we thought the longer we had to save, the better.
Which is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? I just don't know if I can come up with the money. I don't really make that much babysitting.
Well, aren't they having a car wash or a bake sale or something?
Yeah.
No one ever wants to do it. So one person, usually me, ends up running the whole thing.
Mm. Brooke, this trip sounds wonderful. And you know we'd love to help, honey, but even half the money...
I'm not asking you guys to pay for the whole trip.
Well, we would if we could, but honey, we've had a lot of things come up this year. And well, we're already on a tight budget.
And now the good car is in the shop.
Yeah.
I understand that. But where am I going to get all the money?
This might seem like a crazy idea, but
you could get a job.
Cross-country season's almost over. You could work a few nights a week.
A job? But what about homework? I wouldn't want to fall behind in school.
No. I'm sure you can find a job just on weekends. What about the tailor store? You could work with Luke and Becca.
Well, that might not be so bad.
It's worth looking into.
Okay, guys, look out. I've got a bug in these tweezers, and I think it may be one that's native to South America. And I know I'll get extra credit for this one. I just have to...
Haley, watch out for the bookshelf.
Ouch! Oh, it got away! Brooke, look out!
What is that?
There it is, over in the corner.
Got it.
Oh, Brooke, why'd you do that?
What? You were just flipping out, Haley. I thought you wanted it dead.
Dead, not smushed.
Sorry.
Oh, it's so disgusting. I don't think that's going to come out of the carpet, Mom.
Well, you can certainly try to get it out.
Can you scoop it up, Dad?
Oh, Haley, this is your science project. Now, I'm pretty sure your teacher wanted you to collect the bugs yourself.
But what if it's not all dead and it's poisonous and its venom gets in my skin and kills me?
Haley?
Sorry.
So, you can go on the trip?
Sure, if I can come up with some money. You don't have any rich relatives looking to adopt, do you?
I wish. Then I wouldn't have to work here.
How are you paying for the trip?
Well, my dad is paying for most of it, plus whatever I make here.
Must be nice.
He's only doing it because he thinks he can buy our love. I'd rather just give it to him.
Well, I think it's great that you're going on the trip.
Yeah, well, it sounded like fun. And I couldn't let you and Luke go without me.
So, I was thinking about this whole job thing.
Right. Where are you gonna look?
I thought maybe you could help me out with that.
Oh, you mean here at Dad's grocery store?
Yeah. Don't you think it'd be great?
Yeah. Oh, but I don't think we're hiring anymore.
Oh.
We just got a new guy last week. Besides, don't you want some cushy desk job or something?
I guess so.
Look, Caleb's here to pick up an order, but maybe I can go help you look for a job tomorrow afternoon?
Sure, just give me a call later. I'm gonna wind up working at the Greasy Spoon Pit. I just know it.
Hey, Mikey, can you help me move the coffee table? I gotta get under there.
Sure, no problem.
I can't believe we have to do all this cleaning. It's not like we're having company over or anything.
Haley, we do chores every week.
I know we do, Justin, but this time we have to do Brooke's chores, too.
Where is Brooke today?
Out looking for jobs.
She's getting a job? Great, now she'll never be around. We'll be stuck doing her chores every week.
I can always dust.
Timmy, you're not even doing it right. You can't just dust around stuff. You actually have to move it.
But I can't reach everything. I need you to help me, Haley.
Why me? Mikey's taller than I am.
Yeah, but you're better at dusting.
Thanks, I guess.
Face it, Haley. You've got talent. Here's a dust rag.
Fine. I guess I'll just do everything. Maybe I should get a job, too. Then I could at least get paid. Timmy, what are you doing?
Huh?
You can't put furniture polish on that. Amateurs.
Brooke, you look beat. Any success with the job search?
Not really. Beck and I were out all day today.
Nothing sparked any interest?
Trust me, Coleraine doesn't have a lot to offer.
What about the Taylor store?
That was the first place I went, but Mr. Taylor's not looking.
Oh, I see.
There's nothing I really want to do.
You just need to make some extra money, Brooke. This doesn't have to be your career.
I know, but some of these places I went to, unbelievable.
Hello? Excuse me, are you Dave?
What's that?
I'm looking for Dave, as in Dave's auto repair.
Oh, hey there, young lady.
Hi. I was wondering if you had any positions open.
Well, I'm always on the lookout for good workers. Can you change a dual cam fuel injector pump?
No, but I can answer phones.
Sure you can, but we already got good old Thelma doing that.
Right. Well, thanks anyways.
Welcome to the Burger Basket. Can I take your order, please?
Actually, I was hoping to get an application.
Would you like fries with that?
No, I'm looking for a job. I don't need any food today.
So you want to work here, but you don't like the food?
I didn't say that. I just wanted to get...
Next, please.
Really, I think it's great. Your Mega Basket Bun Burger is the best in town. I'm sorry.
So, how old are you?
I'm 14.
I see.
Is that good or bad?
We need someone who can work more hours.
Right. I know I'm only 14, but I promise to give you the best 10 hours a week that money can buy. Do you have any experience with animals? Well, not much experience per se, but I'm very responsible with my little brothers and sister. That's good. Do you own a pet? My neighbor has a dog. I've seen him a few times. He's really cute. It's a funny story, actually. My little brother kept calling him killer. Okay, I'll just let myself out.
So your first attempt to get a job wasn't the most successful.
Dad, I made a total fool out of myself. My neighbor has a dog?
Well, what? She does.
Come on.
Okay, Brooke, come on. It's not that bad. I'm sure the perfect job is out there waiting for you.
Where? The only job I didn't apply for was Freddy Falstaff's Fine Bovine.
Alrighty, well, I've been thinking about this whole meat on wheels concept and what it really means to the consumer. I don't think they're relating well to the wagon itself, if you know what I mean. Not that people really are against bovine as such, but, well, for some reason they keep asking me if the truck is sanitary. I don't know what that's all about. So, I would really love your help. But you might have to give me a week or two because I seem to have eaten my current stock.
No. No way. Brooke, I'm sure there have to be some other options left.
Yeah, you're right.
Look, come on, you've already taken the first step, hon. You knew you needed money, so you took action and looked for a job. You just can't give up so easily.
I know. I just didn't think it would be this hard. I mean, I think I have marketable skills.
Of course you do. I'd hire you in a second. But you know, complaining about it isn't going to help anything.
Right. I'm going to go look in the paper for some other job listings.
That's my girl. That's the spirit. Oh, just remember, anything is better than fine bovine. Here, Mary, come on. Let me help you with that.
Thank you, honey. What a rat race. I should know better than to go shopping on a Saturday.
Oh, pretty busy, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, I had to fight to get this last piece of poster board for my bug collection.
I think silver would be the perfect accent.
Thanks for helping me with my project, Justin.
You're welcome.
Ugh, I never want to see another bug as long as I live.
So, how'd the car do?
It made a few interesting sounds.
It kept backfiring.
Mm-hmm. The people next to us thought we were shooting at them.
Well, they didn't hit the ground, did they?
No, but they did start throwing clay pigeons in the air for us.
You'd think the auto place could have given us a better car. I mean, why should we have to drive around in that thing?
It builds character, that's why.
Come on, Haley. Let's go put the groceries away.
Thanks, Justin.
I'm so tired. I didn't think I'd make it. I never want to go to the store again.
You didn't have to go.
Yes, I did. I had to get that stuff for that bug thing. Where's Michael? Shouldn't he be helping us put stuff away?
Honestly, Haley, it's not that big a deal.
Why do I always get stuck putting groceries away?
Are the canned tomatoes supposed to go on the second or the third shelf?
The second shelf on the right.
Of course. Oh, that's it. Oh, Rutabaga, you'd think I'd have it down by now.
It's okay. I just really appreciate the help.
I tell you what, I'm sticking to Thursday for my shopping day. That store is always a rat race on Saturdays.
Where have I heard that before? Anyway, thanks for the lemonade, Grace.
Anytime. Are you all right, Haley? You seem a little down today.
This week has just been so crazy.
Really?
First, our car broke down on our way to the roller skating party. Then there's this horrible assignment that I had to do for science class. And because Brooke is getting a job, I've been stuck doing extra chores for her.
Sounds pretty rough.
This just hasn't been my week.
Grace, where do you put the peanut butter?
That goes on the third shelf right next to the crackers.
Do the groceries always have to go on the same spot every time?
They sure do. Otherwise, I'd never find anything. They don't usually label canned peaches in Braille.
I guess not.
Well, it's all put away. Oh, Rutabaga, I forgot the dog treats for Finn. I'll have those to you by tomorrow.
You could wait till next week.
That's okay. I'll just swing by the store, even though it is a...
Rat race?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll be on my way.
See you later, Mr. Key.
Thank you.
Must be nice to have someone do all your shopping for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like going to the grocery store.
Really?
My mom always makes me push the cart. I feel like such a baby. And today, at the store, our car was making this terrible noise. So embarrassing.
Well, I am very blessed to have a friend like Mr. Key do things for me. But I have to admit, I do miss the little things.
Like what?
Well, when I lived in New York, the store was right near my house. I knew just where everything was.
Oh.
I had a sighted friend who'd walk down there with me. But here the store is just a little too far away, and even though I know that Mr. Key would pick me up and take me with if I wanted to go, I just know that it's easier this way.
I never thought someone could miss the grocery store.
Well, God helps me to miss it less and less.
What a pain.
Bad things are always going to happen, Haley. It's how we react to them that matters.
I guess so. But I think that sometimes those bad things don't have to happen. I mean, my teacher didn't have to make us do a bug collection.
No, I guess she didn't.
And I wouldn't have to do extra chores if it weren't for Brooke.
A person could really feel sorry for herself, couldn't she?
Yeah. Well, thanks for the lemonade, Grace. I better get going.
Thanks for stopping by. Just make sure that you set the glass on the counter in the corner closest to the sink.
I guess you do really have to be careful where you put stuff.
I've cleaned up broken glass way too many times.
I've never heard you mention it before.
Well, it's just not that important. I just try to laugh at myself when those things happen.
Trust me, I'd be laughing all the time.
Don't you think Legos would be fun? We could build a fort for the little men.
I don't know. Half of our pieces are missing.
Yeah, I think I ate a few of those when I was little.
What about the cool books you used to have with all the neat animal pictures?
I colored all the pages.
Did you leave anything for me to play with?
Well...
Hey guys, what you up to?
Timmy was looking for something to do. Maybe you could help him, Haley. I think I hear your mom calling me.
Hey!
Good luck!
So, do you want to play a game or something?
I don't know. Ugh. Why is it so dusty up here?
It's the attic. It gets dirty. What about the Hungry Alligator game?
You always beat me in that.
I'll let you win.
No, pick something else.
Okay, what about Twister?
With two people?
We could get Michael and Justin to play.
I don't really feel like a game.
Well, how about a book then?
That sounds too boring. I want something fun to do.
Could you complain a little bit more, Timmy? I'm trying to help you here.
I just don't like anything.
Timmy, no one likes to hear a complainer. I mean, there's no point in feeling sorry for ourselves. More than anyone, I should know. So, what do you want to do?
I guess finger painting would be fun. It's real messy.
That sounds like a great idea.
Listen, can you pass the meatloaf?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Thanks.
This is such a great dinner, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad you like it, Haley.
Even the meatloaf's good. It could be the best you've ever made.
And I thought you didn't like meatloaf.
I guess I grew to like it. You know, like when you tell us that we'll grow to like Brussels sprouts when we're older.
Ah.
Hey, do we have any? I bet they go great with meatloaf.
Sorry, Haley. No Brussels sprouts. I still haven't grown to like them.
Can you pass the rolls, please, Dad?
Yeah, sure. What? Well, you're still down about the job.
All the searching and not even one job offer. I don't know where else to look.
What about the mall?
Haley, that's way over in Westtown. I can't ride my bike that far.
Did you try the hobby shop?
Yeah.
I said I was too young.
You did go to the burger basket, right? I could get all the free burgers that I wanted.
She wouldn't even give me an application.
Man, what about the pet store?
Don't remind me. I told you I looked everywhere. There aren't any places left. I guess I'll just have to forget about the ski trip.
Well, you know, Monica Richter called today.
Maya's mom called? I haven't said anything mean to Maya in weeks.
I know. Actually, She called about some openings at the bed and breakfast.
Great. Can you pass the potatoes?
Brooke, you spent the last 10 minutes complaining about not having a job. This could be a great opportunity.
Why would I want to work for them?
Well, let me see. You need money.
How did she know I needed the job? Don't you think it's weird that she'd be so nice to me?
Apparently Caleb overheard you telling Becca about it, so he mentioned it to his mom.
How nice of him.
Oh, look, the schedule would be perfect. You'd only have to work Friday afternoons and Saturday mornings, so you'd have time during the week for homework and other stuff.
Yeah, but I never get to go out with my friends again.
Well, there's still Saturday night.
I know. Honestly, I just don't like the idea of working for the Richters.
Brooke, you've been praying about your money situation, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been.
Right. Well, don't you think that this could be God providing for your needs? I know it may not be the way you would have worked it out, but I think it's definitely worth looking into it.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have a whole lot of other options right now.
I don't have any options.
We know. It's all you talk about.
Well, I guess I have been complaining a lot this week.
Don't worry, Brooke. You're not the only one.
I thought you seemed to be more positive today, Haley.
I realize things could be a lot worse. Plus, no one wants to hear a complainer.
Amen to that.
All my complaining did was make me grumpy. I was getting on my nerves.
You're right, Haley. After all the crazy jobs I've applied to, I should be grateful for this possibility, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you have an interview scheduled on Monday. It's at 3 o'clock with a Miss Kopeck. Now, you want to call Mrs. Richter tonight to confirm it with her, all right?
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who's ready for dessert?
Oop.
Well, it appears we do have a position for you, so you've got the job if you want it.
Thank you. When would you like me to start?
Come in this Friday at 3 sharp. I don't tolerate tardiness.
Right. Of course. 3 o'clock it is.
Until Friday.
Okay. See you then. Hey, Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
What are you doing here?
I thought you could use a ride. Come on, get in.
Actually, I just couldn't wait to hear how it turned out. Did you get the job?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
I start this Friday at 3 o'clock sharp.
So you're glad you went to the interview.
I don't know why I was so stubborn about it. I mean, God dropped this job right in my lap. The hours are perfect. It's not a greasy fast food restaurant. What more could I ask for?
Does your boss seem nice?
Well, she's not mean. Oh, well, no job's perfect, right?
Right.
Hey, I didn't even notice we got our car back.
Oh, yeah, it's running just like new.
I'm glad we had the money for it.
Me too. So, working girl, do you have time to get some ice cream?
Definitely.
Now that's the spirit. You know, throughout the Bible, people have had things to complain about. And some of them did complain. But those that really knew God and followed him knew that he was in control and that he was working in their lives. They knew that complaining wasn't the right response. The right response was to rejoice. Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." The verses that follow talk about how we can rejoice with God's help. So if you are tempted to complain today, take a moment to read Philippians 4:4 through 9. Then drop us a note to get some more help or tell us how you've overcome complaining. You can email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. When you write us, be sure to include the call letters of the station that you listen to. Today's program, Wine Not, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written by Leah Peter and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Andrew B. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week, down Gilead Lane.